Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Sonar at gabradionetwork.com. Thanks for listening.
John Mellencamp bringing us back 7 till the hour. Thanks for staying with me. I'm Jim Blasingame. We're having a great visit with Ray Keating, Chief Economist for the Small Business and Entrepreneurship Council, SBEcouncil.org. Ray, tell us about it.
For everything from A to Z on fighting for small business and entrepreneurship. So you head over to the SBEcouncil.org. You'll get all of our materials on issues, hot issues like this. Also educational materials on helping you to run your small business. A valuable site. So head on over there and please become a member.
Support them, folks. They're doing hard work. They're working hard over there. And a lot of the progress we're getting right now is because of their work. Ray, I want to come back to these numbers that's being proposed in the so-called tax reform. You and I agree it's not really tax reform. It's really just reductions, which I'm happy about, but let's don't call it reform. They haven't done that good of a job. But in those
I think on the business side, you can use the word reform. I'm a little more concerned on the individual side, that the rates aren't having
so you think far enough, you think just by recharacterizing income into another like the pass through income issue, you think that's the reform?
I'm not quite sure. Oh, what your question is?
Recharacterizing renaming or establishing a new tax level for pass-through income.
Yeah, no.
You call that reform?
On the business side, again, you bring the top. Remember, the top rate on pass-throughs right now is almost 40%, not counting a variety of add-ons. Mm-hmm. So if you bring that from 40% down to 25%, that's darn impressive. And if you bring the corporate rate from 35% to 20%, that's darn impressive. And that's
just lowering rates. That's not really changing. That's not really changing the whole code like they did in '86.
Well, there's a lot inside it, and a lot that we still have to see. Again,
well,
this
that's
is
true.
A framework.
I want to get to the numbers, though, Ray.
Things like killing the AMT and
alternative minimum tax.
Those are all.
I agree with that. Killing AMT and the estate tax. That's reform.
Yep.
Real reform. I agree with that. All right, so let's talk about, though, the numbers. So if they choose a number out of the – and they put it down for whoever, that number is chosen because it balances what the constituent will be happy with and what they need to pay the bills, right?
Yeah, well, I mean, ultimately, yes. You're trying to –
if the 25% for small business top rate – the reason it's not 24 or 23 is because that's more money than they want to give away.
I wouldn't phrase it that way, but
they think it's their money, Ray.
Right. Well,
they think it's their money.
Right.
If you and I said 23%, we held a gun to their head, they would say, "But it's not, we don't want you to give that much money up."
Right. Well, that's the problem with our entire system.
All right, is if they're charging 25% for the small business on the top and corporate America 20%, in my opinion, I'm calling that balancing the budget on the backs of small business on Main Street.
Well, I wouldn't agree with that because then we're going from 40% to 25%. So
all
I
right.
think that's a harsh thing to
so
say.
So what you're saying is you're thankful for the reduction. You're not indignant about the fact that we didn't get what corporate America got.
Well, you keep saying big corporate America.
I know, but C corps.
I don't
C-corps.
Because again, most C corps are small businesses.
There are millions of S corps and LLCs. There aren't millions of C corps.
Yes, and again, would the ideal scenario if Ray Keating was doing this be, for example, 20% across the board for everybody? Of course it would.
Yeah.
Am I certainly happy that we've gone from 40% to 25% and 35% to 20%? If that's where we wind up,
I like that too.
That's a good thing.
I like that too. But if we're 25, corporate America should be 25.
Yeah, Jim, there's a lot of things in a perfect world that I would like.
I know, but it's my job to point these twitchy things out, and I'm going to keep doing it as long as I can, because if I don't do it, I don't know. I agree, but see, this is what bothers me about what's happening in Washington. I fear that a lot of small business organizations are saying, "Oh yes, thank you for dropping it to 25. We're so thankful," and I just don't think we should give up on that.
First off, I don't give up. I push, and quite frankly, if we get to 25%, I'll continue to push it lower.
Thank you.
That's what I.
Let me know, and I'll hold your coat.
Okay, well, that's what I do.
SBEcouncil.org, right?
Yep, SBEcouncil.org.
And the books, how many now?
7 to Pastor Stephen Grant now.
Check them out, folks. They're good ones. Hey, great. Good job today. Come back soon.
All right, thanks, Jim. Take
Ray
care.
Ray Keating, ladies and gentlemen. It's always fun and invigorating when Ray joins us. I like the fact that we don't always agree. Or should I say he's not always right. Maybe I should say it that way. I'm Jim Blasingham, reminding you to seek excellence.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.